Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I mean Alabama, y'all. I mean to say, whew. This show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. By the way, I got to remind you guys, one of our newest advertisers is Inspire Advisors. Inspire Advisors. These folks are cool. They do some really amazing stuff. They can help you grow your bottom line, but they can also help you be proud of who you're investing in, because people find out all the time that they accidentally, without even realizing it, are investing in companies that, you know, support things they don't stand for at all. Like, you know, you may find out some of your investments are going to companies that support pornography or abortion or whatever else. Well, so the folks at Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer and his team, they're experts in what is known as biblically responsible investing, BRI. It's a real thing, BRI. And they can sit down with you for free, no charge, no fuss, no muss, no upsell, no nothing. Just work with you for free in person to let you see what's in your portfolio and maybe point out some biblically aligned alternatives you might want to replace things with and still grow your bottom line at the same time. So yeah, if you want to know more about this, BRI and Inspire Advisors and Paul Breyer and his team, you can go to their website, which is www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. You can also go to our website, too easy. Go to rightsidemedia.org. Click on the Right Side Radio Sponsors tab. Go right to their logo. Takes you right to their website. Anyway, check it out. Inspire Advisors, Paul Breyer. They're experts. And they are godly, balanced, conservative. It's like financial freedom, y'all. Check them out. Inspire Advisors. You know, then there's that time when I'm resourcing the show and I look around and I realize that I'm finding woke this, woke that everywhere. All God's children can see a wokeness. I'm saying here a woke, there a woke, everywhere a woke, woke. And I realize that what I've got is another round of what we like to call Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World. All right, bring this one local. So I still don't understand how it is that somehow or another libraries became the battleground for culture. Think about this. I mean, I'm growing up. I can still remember my mom taking me to the library. It was like one of my favorite things. You can smell the books, have your very own library card. I mean, I can't drive a car yet, but I got a library card. You know, and you get to go up there and check out the... Find any book you like. You can take it home for a while, then come back and get you another one. Somehow or another, the left was able to grab hold of libraries and make it a place where they could culturally appropriate, where they could bring in things that have nothing to do with us reading books. And now, here in Alabama, once again, another victim has fallen. The North Shelby Library Director has resigned from her position. Why? Because she had a year-long battle of trying to make sure they could keep sexually explicit books and LGBTQ agendas front and center in the children's section of the library, and the people had just had enough. So the North Shelby Library has been one of those caught up in all the whole statewide drama. Story here on 1819 News that came out yesterday. And last year, despite the fact that the public protested, the North Shelby Library Board decided they were going to keep a gay pride display in the children's section. And the local legislative delegation, that's the state senators and the state representatives from that area, they decided, you know what, enough's enough. So they passed a local bill. That's what we do. You pass a localized bill. It was related only to them. They passed a local bill in Montgomery, which gave them the ability to redo the North Shelby Library Board. And they went in there and basically cleaned house. They began to make some changes to the way the library board operated. They also, by the way, all of them voted in the law, the new law that the new administrative rules and laws regarding, inappropriate material in front of kids. And on Monday, North Shelby Library Director finally threw in the towel, Kate Etheridge, and officially announced her resignation. She didn't bother saying why. Everybody knows why. Because she realized she was not going to win the fight for... you know, basically keeping porn in front of kids. They're burning books. No, they're not. They're banning books. No, they're really not. In fact, what they said is, look, if you feel the need to have some of this, you know, stuff in the library, just stop putting it in the children's section. Put it over there in the adult section where it belongs. But children need to have explicit books that explains to them how to have sex when they're 10 years old. No, they really don't. Adventures in Woke World. I brought that one up because that was not like a crazy kooky story. Well, in a way it was. But I find that as a victory because, and by the way, this is not just she resigned and we got rid of a bad apple. This is the local delegation who were elected by the people of that area responding to their citizens' requests and passing legislation to take care of an issue and handling it on a personal basis. That's the way it's supposed to work. How about this? Let's go to Adventures in Woke World. Big Rig, are you a Star Wars fan?
Yes.
Absolutely. Have you noticed that the Star Wars franchises are becoming a little more woke as time goes by?
Oh, yeah. I stopped watching. After The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah.
It was...
Well, yeah, when they got rid of... what was her name? I forgot what her name was in the show, but Gina, oh darn it! Now I'm gonna forget her name. But yeah, anyway, when they fired her because they were woke, I lost it at that point. I was done.
Yeah,
no more Mandalorian.
Same.
Well, they had a new series, by the way. Disney Plus had a series in the Star Wars franchise called The Acolyte. You ever hear of it?
Nope.
That's right. Nobody did. They spent billions, by the way. Disney did spent billions buying up the rights to the potential. You know, Star Wars franchisees from George Lucas and all that, right? So they came out with a new series called The Acolyte. Yeah, it got canceled. It came out and they did everything they could. Even the press was trying to defend it. It's a glowing reviews. And anyone who disagreed was like sexist or racist or whatever else, never mind the fact that the story's agenda dealt with things like aggressive diversity and a lesbian witch coven and all kinds of things. And basically, nobody was watching it. People pulled out like right away.
Good.
Yeah. They just canceled that one. Pop culture. There you have it. Disney. Why? Why would you do this? Disney. Go figure. How about this one? I'm starting to think if I want to do this one first. I'll do that one after the break. I'll do this one first. Do you know that crossword puzzles can be racist?
How so?
This is a true. I mean, this is on par with like monkeypox. I mean, this is madness. So, story here from Woke Spy. A lady named Juliana Potch, I guess that's her name, Potch. Anyway, she thought her crosswords were way too racist, so she developed what she calls her black only version crosswords, and she's marketing those. It's a big deal in some people's world. In a world, it says, where the woke brigade never tires of finding fault with everything, 32-year-old Juliana Potch has introduced a black-only crossword puzzle website. It's called blackcrossword.com. I guess we should look it up. Are we allowed to look at it? I don't know how that works. Do we have to log in and attest that we are black? I don't know. All I know is it was launched in last year in 2023. It offers daily mini puzzles that spotlight things in black culture, but it only allows for certain verbiage. Mainstream outlets can't stop covering her, apparently. But her inspiration was that she felt that crossword puzzles were far too racist. And so she has now created what has to be the most racist thing of all is crossword puzzles that are only designed for one demographic. I don't know how to explain it. It's just part of Woke World.
There it's it wild.
Is. Yeah, there it is. All right, I thought that would be funnier than it was. You're just staring at me with this blank stare. I don't know what to do with that.
I just don't get it.
Well, there's nothing to get. It's Woke World. There's no. It's like, how do you?
Like my brain's trying to figure it out, but I just don't get it. Why people want to segregate themselves even further?
Stop trying. You'll dumb yourself down. Yeah. Don't do it. All right. How about woke in the military? So you got that audio clip, by the way. I got an audio clip of Trump. So here's one of the things that. First of all, I'm on the National Board of Advisors for an organization called STARS. It's basically an organization of retired military officers and senior enlisted that their goal is to rid us. By the way, Chris from Gadsden was squaring me away. Gina Carano, that was her name. I was trying to think of it. Thank you, Chris. But the wokeness in the military has been at epic levels. President Trump has said he's going to be finishing this. and he's gonna get rid of it. Now, I'm not just gonna read you a quote. I thought it'd be better just to hear his words. Big Rig, audio clip number one. You good on that? Go ahead and hear what he had to say. Play it.
If you want to have a sex change or a social justice seminar, then you can do it somewhere else, but you're not going to do it in the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, Air Force, Space Force, or the United States Marines. Sorry. You're not going to do it there. The military brass that led these absurd and insulting initiatives will likewise be removed, and they will no longer be in command. They're going to be gone, gone so fast.
This is,
you're not going to believe how fast.
You're not going to believe how fast. It'll be a beautiful fast. It'll be beautiful. It'll be the most perfect fast you've ever seen. Story here from Daily Wire has that piece, and that's where I got the audio clip from Libs of TikTok. I found the clip and brought it into the story. Reports from House Republicans have indicated that the U.S. military has been weakened through the adoption of DEI policies, LGBTQ initiatives. For example, U.S. Special Forces, that's our Green Berets, put out a report claiming that diversity and inclusion are operational imperatives. No, they really aren't. You're not going to do unconventional warfare or direct action based upon DEI. You're just not. Diversity and inclusion, here's the thing. True diversity means you don't not hire somebody because of their skin color. But diversity and inclusion means you hire them only because of their skin color. That's where you go wrong. You're not going to win a war by having a military that is filled up with people who were DEI hires, because at that basic point, you're not getting the cream of the crop. You're not out there recruiting the people most capable of the job. And oh, by the way, you're allowed to have what's called a BFOQ. In legal parlance, that means that some jobs are allowed to have bona fide occupational qualifications. If you're a fireman, you have to be able to climb the ladder and tote the hose and carry the body out of the fire. You have to. In other words, you're not going to find that a fireman is in a wheelchair. It won't work. You're allowed to have a BFOQ on that. In the military, you're allowed to have BFOQs like physical fitness, passing the ASVAB test, making sure you qualify at whatever standards are set into the different MOSs you're going to be in. You don't lower the standards to bring in more diversity. You go out and you hire people who can compete. And you don't dissuade anybody because of their skin color. That's the way it works. But President Trump says when he comes in, there will be a reckoning. And I hope that's true. Because think back on the disastrous pullout of Afghanistan. We literally saw no accountability. None. Nobody lost their job. Nobody had to apologize. Nobody was cited. It was just rock on. Like, that was, see, that was cool. Best thing happened. Oh, we can't control the battlefield. Battlefield, you know, enemy gets a vote. We can't control the battlefield. Well, when you do DEI hires, that's what happens. There's no accountability. Because if you have accountability, then DEI loses its shine, right? DEI is only the shiny thing as long as you pretend that there are no standards and there's no accountability. But the minute you put accountability in place, DEI goes out the door. And for Trump to say he intends to get rid of the military leaders who have been forcing our military into a DEI position, good on him, because woke world does not win wars. Take me to a break, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. I'll come right back and I'll tell you how you can go to California and get a free house. That's a thing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Back to Adventures in Woke World. You might want to know, too, that it's not just the Disney Plus that's screwing things up. Because the story here on Woke Spy, Dateline yesterday, Netflix is once again raising eyebrows as they rewrite history. Apparently, Netflix has got a show called Bridgerton. I don't know anything about it. I have not seen it, and now I don't want to see it. But Bridgerton has chosen to reimagine England in the 1500s. Cool. Netflix has decided that in their Bridgerton series, the son of, this is basically is King Edward VI, son of Henry VIII, is going to be a gay black man in a wheelchair. Let that sink in. And by the way, the wheelchair they point out in this article from Woke Spy looks like somebody stole it off the set of The Hobbit. Like if hobbits were in a wheelchair, this is what it looks like. I don't know how to explain this, but this is important because, you know, if you think back into, you know, English history, Bridgerton 1555, it's very likely that the King of England might have been a gay black man in a wheelchair. Just saying. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, right. I just said that. I just went totally Seinfeld. I just lost points, by the way. I mentioned Seinfeld. But anyway, the truth be told, this is a smashing idea for a groundbreaking cinematic reimagining, says Woke Spy. And never mind. We expect that show to fail. And I feel certain that, you know, the population of England had, like, at the time, they say, an estimated of 0.18% of the population was black. 0.18. 0.18. That's like 0.18. but hey, the King of England was a gay black man in a wheelchair. Just in case you didn't realize that, study your history. You may find out. In the United Kingdom, while we're screwing things up, the United Kingdom is moving more and more to a French-style work week, and they've now considered putting in laws that are aimed at preventing employers from being able to contact their employees after hours. Hey, Jimmy, what'd you do with the keys to the locker room? I'm sorry, it's after hours. You can't text me. That's the law. This is the United Kingdom. It's reportedly weighing new labor laws right now that would restrict employers from contacting their staff outside of standard working hours. Why? I mean, it's like, hey, just so you know, we're coming in late tomorrow. I'm sorry, you can't contact me after hours. This is the dumbing down of the world at this point. Last one I'll share with you, and then we'll take a break, come back, and get some text messages from you. California, oh, God bless them. California's going to break off and fall in the sea one day. It's going to be awful. California Senate Appropriations Committee has now advanced a bill to allow undocumented immigrants to make use of the state's zero-down, no-payment home loan program. You heard that right. In California, you can be an illegal alien, and you could say, I want to buy a house, and the state can give you a large-scale loan worth up to 20% of the home's purchase price, except that the loan has no payments and no interest. Well, that's called free money. Except somebody's got to pay for it. Here's the quote from Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula, Democrat from Fresno. Joaquin says, the social and economic benefits of homeownership should be available to everyone. As such, the California Dream for All program should be available to all. And when undocumented individuals are excluded from such programs, they miss out on crucial methods of securing financial security. Blah, 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 blah. What you just basically heard there was, in California, despite our multi-billion dollar budget deficit, and the fact that we are a sanctuary state, we feel it's important to give away hard-earned taxpayer dollars to people who knowingly came here illegally, but they want to buy a house and they don't have any money. So we're just going to give them money and let them buy a house, and just we'll see how long that goes. Nothing like creating a housing bubble. Adventures in Woke World, Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on Turbo Thursday. By the way, I had a text a minute ago. I think it was John from Huntsville. I lost track of it, but I'm going to go back and find it. But I believe John was asking about Butters and Lee, which usually we do on Thursdays. I will just confess that I forgot to mention that Butters and Lee has moved to tomorrow due to scheduling conflicts with Butters and Lee. Anyway, they'll both be here tomorrow. We just had to push it off one day. No big deal. But thank you for inquiring and for even remembering, for that matter. Clear indication that they are loved. Stephen from Somerville says, for California, does that mean I can lie about my race and get a free house? Yes, I believe you can. Go ahead and lose your citizenship documents. Don't worry about having a birth certificate. Come on in. Tell them you'd like to buy a house. You don't have enough for the down payment. They'll give you 20%. There you go. By the way, think about the cost of housing in California. 20% of, I mean, you ever watch any of those shows on TV, like, you know, the fixer upper shows, you know, the kind where they come in and flip a house and make it beautiful. And I'm always amazed looking at what they'll walk in. There's like this, there's this little crack house. It's got about 300 square feet. It's the size of a garden shed. It's got weeds growing around it. The roof leaks. And they'll say, we got it for just under $1 million. And we'll put another $600,000 into it, and it's going to be awesome. I'm thinking, what? Anyway, John from Huntsville did also say, he said, black crossword puzzle? So, is, okay, I don't set. Seven across is opposite of white. Okay, I get you. Phil, what would happen, he said, if I started a white crossword puzzle? Yeah, it would not. Seven across, the creator of white tacos. Yes, that would be Waltz, I guess. Good luck with that. Mike from Coxie, Alabama says, oh, my Lord, go to California, get a free house. Sounds like a horrible episode of the Beverly Hillbillies Go Woke. Indeed. So they loaded up the truck and they went to Beverly. JT from Monrovia says, he just say, sorry, I was using voice dictation. It didn't work well. I'll do better next time. Just don't text and drive, brother. Just don't text and drive. Jerry from Decatur says, breaking news from Fox, a man, they showed his pictures at the border, saying he's going to kill Trump. Have you heard this? I did see that a minute ago. They were on the lookout for him. Trump did a major press conference today, answered a lot of questions from the press at the southern border in Arizona. And apparently there was a man there saying he intended to kill Trump, and he didn't get close to him. We don't know where he is, but he issued threats. And there you go. That's the world in which we live right now. JT Lacey Springs says, Mark Levin calls Harris Kamradla. Yes, there you go. And then he says on Woke, he said Harley Davidson's done a coin flip, deciding to stay with their longtime base. I saw that. By the way, the latest one that came out today, let's see if I can find the story real quick. I didn't get it ready for Woke World. Perhaps I should have, but I did see just earlier today that Jack Daniels has decided to make sure that they renounce their woke agenda. So this guy, Robbie Starbuck, has been outing big corporations for their woke policies. Like, some of them have been awful. And he's got a huge following. He's an influencer. And so Robbie Starbuck first outed Tractor Supply, and Tractor Supply had to, I mean, they faced all kinds of backlash. Like, they totally forgot their base, right? Who's their target audience? Your target audience is not, you know, woke soy boys in Seattle. Your target audience is salt of the earth, you know, farming America. Tractor Supply. Anyway, they have now repented completely, openly, publicly. And then so did John Deere. And then so did Harley Davidson. And then today, it's Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels has said that they are taking a story here on Fox says, a stiff shot of sanity. Nice. Because Robbie Starbuck was apparently about to go next against Jack Daniels because of everything he was discovering about their woke policies and their corporate culture. They must have smelled something coming, and they decided to get ahead of it. And they said they are ending their participation in the Human Rights Campaign's Corporate Equality Index social credit system. They're ending their executive plus employee bonuses tied to business performance, not DEI. They have an end to quantitative workforce and supplier diversity ambitions, whatever that means, and they're cutting woke training. What they basically were doing was everything wrong, and they were forgetting their base. And they smelled something coming. They saw what happened to Harley, and they said, don't let it be us. And they got ahead of it. So anyway, good on Robbie Starbuck for continuing to call them out. Chris from Gadsden squared me away on Gina Carano. You are correct, sir. Thank you very much. Bama Grant from Huntsville sent me a link that I can't go to, but it has Gina Carano dealing with her legal action on, and I don't know the details. I can't read it because I'm on the air right now. But thank you very much, Bama Grant. Mike from Huntsville. Phil, did you address my comments? Yeah, I did, man. I sure did. And you apparently weren't listening, but then nothing new. Rex from Huntsville says, pretty funny, but one, okay, he wants me to see something on Facebook. Thanks, man. Can't do it right now, but I appreciate it. All right, listen. Adventures in Woke World is always fun. Sometimes it's the stuff that you just want to throw things at the radio, right? Other times it's the stuff that makes you laugh or roll your eyes. But the reality is every one of those stories I just read is real. Every one of them is is real. Some of it's like pure cacistocracy, like they're just the governance is being, or the government is being run by the least competent of our citizens, cacistocracy. Some of it's idiocracy. Some of it's both. Some of it's pure jackassery. And sometimes it's just plain stupid. And the things that we go through to get this show ready for you, I'm just saying, every once in a while I read this stuff and I think, oh, God help our country. And then I come to work and I'm talking to this audience and I'm reading your text messages and I'm reminded once again that there are more of us than there are of them. And there are. There are absolutely more of us than there are of them. Do not forget that and do not lose sight of it. All right, we're going to move to the next topic. Dipper number three today is election integrity. Now, let me just say this before I go much further into this. We're not going to stop talking about this. Why? Because the fight is ongoing. Every time I talk about it, another story happens. And you recognize that, holy cow, we got to stay on our toes. The level to which some people will go to cheat to get a few extra votes is on epic scale right now. It's in part because there are a lot of states that, unlike Alabama, choose to be as lax as possible as opposed to as tight as possible. In my opinion, safeguarding a constitutional liberty like voting should be something that they take more than serious. And yet what we see is the determination to say, well, because it's a constitutional right, we need to be very lax in how we handle this so that we don't infringe. You're not infringing when you preserve. You're not infringing when you preserve a right. You're not infringing. When you tell people we're going to make sure that your rights don't go away because we're going to make sure that only those who have the rights are handling it, or only those who have the ability to change the rules or laws regarding the rights can do so, that's okay. In fact, that's to be expected. In fact, that's your job. At the same time, though, here's this. At the beginning of the show, if you heard it, my monologue was on, I called it time to get busy. It's time to get busy. It's time to, if you see something, you say something. If you see wrong, you call it wrong. If you see right, call it right. But that applies to our election integrity. Our Secretary of State in Alabama is doing a great job. Our Attorney General is doing a great job. They are pressing for, our state Republican Party is doing a great job at finding ways to enhance election integrity and maintain the integrity of the entire process so that every vote counts. But they can't do it without eyes on. And so before I head to the break, let me put this plug in. I'm going to give you something to think about. In my monologue, I said time to get busy. One of the things you might want to consider is on election day, they are constantly in need of people to be poll watchers. It's extremely important. I can tell you as a former party chairman myself, it's extremely important to know that you've got volunteers, people who are, by the way, you get paid a little bit, I believe. But all you got to do is call your local registrar's office or your local party membership and say, hey, I'd like to be a poll watcher. They'll put you through a short course so you know what you're doing and how to look for things. And then you'll be the person who stands down there and gives out, you know, the I voted stickers, greets people when they come in the door, helps them sign up. But the reality is you're also there for an extremely important purpose, because if you see something, you could say something. And if we don't have people there, amazingly bad things happen. All right, Big Rig, take me to a break, man. We'll do that right now. We'll take the break. We'll come right back, and I'm going to jump on into election integrity. Breaking news out of Ohio. They just had some new stuff happen on election integrity. News just a couple of days ago from Pennsylvania, and then more from Alabama. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.